When I used to go out on school trips, my friends will always have sandwiches or other fast food to eat for lunch. And I will always have a bowl of home-cooked jollof rice with baked chicken. Jollof rice is a Nigerian traditional rice made with a lot of natural spices, like tomatoes and fresh pepper and fresh curry leaves. My friends ask me, "Don't you eat fast food where you come from?" They said I don't have to bring home-cooked meals to every school trip. They never understood that my parents had an influence in what I eat. Sometimes, the ethnicity and culture of a person can affect the way he or she views or reacts towards food. My name is Justina Tiangpen. I am 17 years old and a senior at John Adams High School in South Ozone Park, Queens. I was born and raised in a small village in Cross River State, Nigeria, a small village called Obudu. In countryside in Nigeria, you have to drive for about half an hour to get fast food. In Nigeria, if you don't have a car, you tend to stick to home-cooked meals. I came to Queens, New York when I was 12, going on 13. Trust me, adapting to a new culture and tradition was very difficult, especially when it came to food. I live in a rented house in Springfield Gardens with both my parents, two younger brothers, and a baby sister. For a family like mine that came from a very rural area, the idea of eating fast food was hard for my parents to accept. Because of the economic hardship where we came from, my parents told my siblings and I not to buy fast food when we go out with friends. They said we could use that money for something more useful, like sending it to a family member back home who needs it more than we need McDonald's. I asked my 12-year-old brother, Godswill, if he thinks having Nigerian parents has an impact on how much fast food he eats.
Hi, my name is Godswill. I'm 12 years old. I was born in Nigeria and Justina is my big sister.
How do you feel not being allowed to eat fast food as much as your friends or other kids, you see?
I feel all right because I know that my parents have a reason for it and I know that my parents are just trying to help me to live a healthy life.
Do you follow those rules?
Yes, I follow those rules. Every day, I get tempted to go to McDonald's or Dunkin' Donuts and follow my friends, but I know that being able not to go there is a good thing for me because, you know, I can go on a diet and maybe change my health lifestyle.
Do you think being from Nigeria has an impact in the way your parents are strict about fast food?
Yes, it has a very big impact on the way my parents view fast food because in Nigeria, we don't have fast food restaurants there as much as in America.
I also talked to my friend Joshua. We go to the same school. Although Joshua was born here in New York, he has a Hispanic mother from Puerto Rico.
Hello, my name is Joshua Miranda, and I go to John Adams High School.
Because I've never been there, I asked Joshua to describe Puerto Rico to me.
Puerto Rico is a very, like, hot climate place. So it's mostly sunny all the time. It's very beautiful, very, basically, like, waterfalls, more forest. And in Puerto Rico, there's really not that much. There may be, like a Checkers here and there, but it's, like, Puerto Rico is more home, natural, cooked with love type of food. So it's like, it's very, very, very rare if you was to see like a Checkers out there. And that's like, oh my gosh. Like, so everything is, and you could tell it's made from scratch because they like to make it in front of you. And you could just tell it's made with natural everything. Rather than out here, which is more like McDonald's and fast food.
I think I know where I'll be going to for my next vacation. How do people from other countries react towards American fast food?
I would say they act kind of like weird, like, because there are some foods they haven't seen, heard, or tasted before. Even though New York is such a diverse place. So it's like we have a mixture of like Guyanese, Trini. So it's like a lot of diverse food, and for certain people who haven't tried that kind of food, I feel like they would kind of react weird to it and kind of like hesitant to try it, in other words. So I feel like they'll react differently.
I asked Joshua if he thought there was a difference between fast food and homemade from scratch food.
To me, taste-wise, very different. And the quality, I feel like, is more better if it's made from scratch, which they do a lot in Puerto Rico.
It was a lot of fun talking to my friends and family about how they view fast food. It's a big part of being an American. Although I do eat fast food more than I used to when I came to America, I still like my traditional jollof rice better than McDonald's French fries. I'm Justina Tiangpan for HeritageRadioNetwork.org.